Everybody, welcome back. Time now is 9:30. As promised, defensive backs coach Carnell Lake is joining us under the Steelers Nation radio tent. And Carnell, before we ask you about your position group, you were just telling us this is your 17th year here at St. Vincent College for training camp. So many former players in previous years we've seen come back. Was that the same when you were a player, former players coming back maybe to help with the coaching staff or the scouting staff?
Yeah, I think it's developed over the years. I think there's opportunities now for players to really get involved in internships. It's been an official kind of development for the NFL, and a lot of the former players have started to take advantage of that to work with their former teams, or you know, just see what coaching entails and see if that's maybe a career path for them. And so I've seen it develop over the years. I've done it. I did it coming out when I was looking into getting into coaching. I was an intern with Green Bay, an intern with Philadelphia Eagles. And it really gives you a good insight into what the coaching profession is all about. I think it's a great thing. And eventually it led to landing a job here back with my own team, the Steelers.
Hey, Carnell, you mentioned this is your 17th camp out here. We were talking how the campus has changed. This is my 25th year out here, so you predated me a little bit, but then I came in while you were in your prime, and yeah, this place has really changed.
It has changed. St. Vincent's has grown, and it's it gets better every year. As you know, the Chuck Knoll Field stand and press box wasn't there. It was just basically a hillside, kind of a woodsy hillside. The dorms that we're staying in now as staff and players, that wasn't there. It was only really a couple of dorms. It was just totally a different deal. It's always been a warm and welcoming place to have your training camp. The fans have always shown up, whether they were sitting on the grassy knoll or just, sitting in Chuck Knoll Stadium, in the bleachers of Chuck Knoll Stadium here. It's been a great place to have training camp.
You had to be a little shocked when you first came back as a coach because a lot of these buildings went up after you had left, and coming back here, I'm like, wow, is this the same place?
Yes. I was lucky. I was part of the, transition, really. I've been fortunate. I played under Chuck Knoll my first 3 years when we were staying in the older dorms. And when Bill Cowher got here, they had just built one of the new dorms that are here. They're older now, but that was new. So we were the first team to have training camp in the new dorm. And now that I'm back as a coach, they've added, two more buildings. So it's been interesting.
Carnell, with your position group, obviously training camp, bumps and bruises, injuries are a part of it year-round, not just in training camp. But how do you handle when there are so many guys who have been missing a lot of time on the practice field?
There's that old saying, next man up. I know Mike Tomlin talks about it a lot. And it's just physical. It's part of the game. Injuries happen often. The better you're able to handle it, the better you're able to anticipate it, meaning that you have enough bodies in camp to be able to have the next man up. And you try to prepare, at least I do, you try to prepare your players to be prepared in that event. You're only a play away from becoming a starter or having significant play time. And that's how I approach it. I try to prepare all the guys if they were going to start. And then so when something does go down, there's hopefully not a big drop-off.
Carnell, one of the guys who's kind of caught my attention out here, and he did so in the OTAs and minicamps as well, has been Mike Hilton. And he's coming in here kind of not a lot of fanfare. He's bounced around a little bit. But he seems to have be taking advantage of the opportunities that he's been given.
Yes. It's not, it's not how you get here that really matters. It doesn't matter to me at all. And obviously it's not mattering to Mike Hilton either. He's happy to be here. We picked him up basically off the street midway through the season last year to help us on the practice squad. and we noticed that he had some particular skills that allowed us to believe that, hey, this guy's got something. And he's proving to be a standout, like you said. He's tenacious. He's got some physical tools to help him make plays. He's a willing tackler. He's smart, and he can play multiple positions back there. And so he adds a lot of value to the defensive backs.
He kind of reminds me of a guy that you played with, Willie Williams. Same kind of size, but Willie was feisty. He got it, when he got his hands on the ball, he caught it, which is always good for a defensive back, and has a lot of those similar traits.
Absolutely. You can move Willie around. Willie was fast, very fast, and smart, and wound up being a starter here for the Steelers. Another guy that I would probably say back in the day, a lot of people may not remember his name, but Chris Odom.
I remember Chris, yeah.
Was also a key contributor on defense for a number of years here, not only on special teams but also on the defense. He played a dime back, and that's kind of how I see Mike's role.
When we opened training camp, it was Artie Burns versus Antonio Brown until Artie suffered the injury during Friday Night Lights. And Ross Cockrell had said before his injury, you know, I want to go against AB. You always want to go against the best, and that's how you get better. And those two have not shied away from going against AB in practice. How do you think Ross has fared with Artie being out and him getting some of those first-team reps against AB?
You know, AB is one of the top receivers in the league. So we're at defensive backs here, our defensive backs are very fortunate to be able to play and practice against, a receiver with that much skill set. You know, it's really interesting. It's not so much that they're going to get beat. AB is going to beat just a lot of people. even the best defensive backs in the league get beat by AB. What's more important to me and what I like to see is I like to see that Ross and Artie and are some of our other defensive backs that happen to cover Antonio Brown are willing to jump back in the saddle when they get beat. And that's the only really way that you're going to start to see improvements in your own game is that you don't shy away from the competition. You know, AB is going to give you lessons, and you hope that you learn from these lessons and keep improving, even if it's incrementally, just a little bit. And then eventually, if you're savvy enough to start covering AB half the time, you're going to be pretty darn good against most receivers in the league. And that's kind of where we are. AB is dishing it out right now, but our guys are still fighting.
At the safety position, Sean Davis last year, I thought really came along as did Artie, but I thought Sean really got better as the season went on, which is what you'd expect from those guys. Coming into year two from Sean and Artie, what do you expect to see from those guys?
I expect them to take what they learned last year, take the momentum that they were developing, the skill sets that they were developing, the knowledge and experience that they attained from last year, and build upon that. They set a good foundation for themselves last year. They were rookies who were good enough to start, and they got better as the season progressed. And I'd like to see them use last year as a launching pad for this year.
Cody Sensabaugh was a free agent added this offseason. What have you seen from him so far? You got to see him during OTAs and minicamp, but now here at training camp.
Cody is over my time here, 17 years, there's always been at some point a free agent who's come in to help kind of stabilize a secondary, add experience to the secondary, give you a guy that you can plug and play right away, and he gets it, he can run with it, you give him a few instructions and he's got it. There's not a, you know, I got to take this guy who's just one big block of clay and I got to chip away every day and mold this guy into a DB. Cody's that guy that's already molded. You just got to give him some instruction. You got to program him a little bit and then send him on his way, per se. And Cody's that guy. He's allowing us to give us a little more flexibility in our depth by being able to take an experienced guy and plug and play.
And now, Carnell, a lot has been said and written about how you guys want to play more man defense this year in the secondary. But it's not going to be just man. You guys still need to be multiple back, or you still need to be able to do whatever it is you need to do on that given day, correct?
Yeah. It's not so much that we're hardcore looking to play man. It's just that in order for us to expand and to get better and evolve as a team, a defense and a secondary, we need to have more tools available to us. And developing and paying more attention to the man-to-man coverage is going to give us the flexibility we're going to need down the stretch to be able to handle the elite teams like New England.
Carnell, Brian Allen may be one of the unforgotten draft picks because of Cam Sutton and James Conner. There's a lot of guys there, but he's somebody who switched sides of the ball, said that even just the backpedaling was something that threw him off when he made that transition. How much growth have you seen from him so far?
You know, he's growing, and, you know, just to give you guys a little background, you know, I coached a little bit in college, and in college ball, there's so little time for the coaching staff to work with these young talents because of the NCAA rules. You know, you get 45 minutes. Meeting time, and you know you may use up all of that time just to review the previous day's film, and so you're really throwing this stuff at them on the run. So you can't give them a full playbook like we have and expect them to be effective with that. You have to give them a condensed version of a defense and say, okay, we're going to run these few defensive plays, we're going to master them, and then you guys take it from there, and hopefully that'll get us where we want to go. And so because of that, a lot of players develop a limited scope in terms of their skill sets. So when we get them from college and we ask them to, read this huge playbook we got with all these different coverages and all these different techniques and schemes, and we say, hey, you're going to need these kind of tools for these different defenses – it's kind of like they're starting from ground zero, and they have to learn, and they have to learn quickly. And the ones that have been better prepared in college, they seem to take off a little bit faster than the ones who haven't. And so, you know, to answer your question, just in general, these guys, this group this year is starting to pick it up pretty good. And obviously we'll see what happens when we play the Giants on Friday to see how far they've come in their development.
How excited are you to see some of these guys play against the Giants? You've seen what they do out here. You've seen what they do all off season, but now they're going to be thrown into the fire a little bit. They don't know, you know, what to expect. You know, they're running basically the same stuff every day, maybe some changes here or there. When they get into that game against the Giants, you guys don't do a ton of prep for these games. It's more or less, okay, kid, go out and play.
Yeah, before the coaching staff starts patting each other all on the back, we got to see what this looks like. And Friday's going to be a great test for us. Yeah.
All right, Carnell, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We'll let you get back to your day, and we are going to take a quick break. Dale and I will be back here on Steelers Nation Radio.